You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The march of the robots continues. Artificial intelligence and automation play an ever-increasing role in the workplace, particularly in manufacturing. Just what is the future of the robotics industry in our state of Michigan, and what might it mean for workers? Jeff Bernstein is with us. He's the president of the Ann Arbor-based Association for Advancing Automation. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
What is the mission of the association?
Our goal is to promote the use of robotics and related technologies in order to create better, safer, and higher-paying jobs for Americans.
Who do you represent? Who are your stakeholders?
We represent over 1,000 companies throughout the world involved in automation. So they're suppliers of the technology, but also major users and consultants and system integrators, educators, the whole ecosystem.
So you can really see effects and how it's working its way into the workplace and what it's doing with workers.
Absolutely. And we're also able to get input from the people who are using the technology, which is a great strength of our trade association.
What are we seeing in terms of robotics growth? And I'm just wondering, can we even focus it on Michigan? Are you able to give us a sense of how much it's grown?
Not specifically on Michigan, although you can infer. The industry is growing at double digits each year and is expected to for the next several years. Record sales each year. The biggest user is the automotive industry. So GM, Ford, Chrysler, all investing heavily in robotics, and likely that makes this area in Michigan one of the leading places to find robotics.
The auto industry was really kind of the groundbreakers for so much of use of robotics.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then what other industries are we seeing it get inroads?
Oh, consumer goods, warehousing and distribution, electronics, food. Almost every industry is looking at robotics right now.
And what kind of tasks can robots do?
Well, usually the dull, dangerous, and dirty jobs, like welding and painting in an automotive factory. But we're increasingly seeing robots doing work side by side with humans in warehouses, packaging food. There's a lot of things that robots are doing today that they couldn't have done years ago.
Jeff, there's this common perception that I'm sure you encounter all the time that an increase in robotics equals lost jobs. How accurate is that?
Well, I can tell you, we encounter this every day. We took a 20-year look at this from 1996 to 2015, and the results were counterintuitive, let's say. In every period where robot sales were rising, unemployment was falling. And in every period where robot sales were falling, unemployment was rising. Now, why is that? We believe it's because the real threat to jobs is the inability to compete. And when companies invest in robotics, they give their company a better chance to compete and therefore save and create new jobs. And we have all kinds of anecdotal stories about this.
Give us a Michigan story.
A Michigan story, a company called Vickers Engineering on the west side of the state. They were having a difficulty keeping people in these entry-level, dull, dangerous, and dirty jobs. So they would hire them, they would train them, and then the people would leave, and then they would retrain new people. And it was a real drag on their ability to compete. So they decided, let's invest in automation. They did. And as a result, they were able to bring their costs down. They eliminated this turnover that was going on and were able to successfully win new business that they couldn't have won before. In their case, I think it was from Toyota. As a result, since they've automated, they've won new business and added more people than they had before they started. This is not unusual.
The people that were doing those dull, dangerous, dirty jobs, do they have the skills to move up to better jobs?
They could, because a lot of the jobs require skills that you can get at community colleges and technical schools. These are not all four-year degree engineering jobs. These are machine operators, people who have hands-on ability to install the technology. These are a lot of where the growth is going to be in the jobs.
And the kind of jobs that are more interesting and will keep people there longer.
Yeah, we think. I mean, today's manufacturing facilities are nothing like people remember from years past. They're not dirty places. They're very clean. They're high tech. They're great environments to work in, and there are tremendous jobs there.
When you look at the research on jobs and automation, there are such widely divergent findings. One that I dug up in 2013, a couple of researchers from Oxford found that robotics would be putting 48% of the jobs in the United States in danger. And then last year, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development figured, well, across 21 countries, 9% of jobs would be automated. Why is there such a major difference?
Well, in the case of that Oxford study, I actually debated them. They're looking at tasks and they're saying, here's what the technology can do that people are doing. Therefore, that equals the jobs are going to disappear. That's not at all the case. And some of the other studies have looked at, well, jobs are going to disappear at a slower pace. But the reality is, ask some of these companies how many jobs they would have if they hadn't automated. And the answer is often zero. The reason, because they would have had to send these jobs overseas to China or Mexico or somewhere else, but automation allowed them to compete. So we believe we can't easily describe the jobs of the future. We're not real good at that as a country. 20 years ago, would you have known, Cindy, that there would be a job called social media director or search engine optimization specialist? No, of course not. But they exist today, and there are a lot of people doing them. We think the same thing is going to happen in robotics and automation.
When we hear talk about manufacturing jobs being lost to trade, which is a very common theme of President Trump's, an equally common response is, wait, wait, more jobs have been lost to automation, and those jobs are not coming back. Where do you see that narrative?
We think those jobs in some places are already coming back, and more will continue. More importantly, we think a lot of jobs won't have to go overseas in the first place. But what's going to happen here is if we are able to generate more manufacturing jobs, automation is going to be a part of this. Again, the key to all of this is the inability to compete is the threat to jobs. If you're working for a company that can't compete, your job's at risk. If you're working for a company that's automated, they may be able to win new business and create even more jobs.
We have seen increasing use, as you describe, of robotics in manufacturing, but I've also realized there's more and more progress in artificial intelligence software that can think and read and analyze what we say and write. Do you think we could see AI replacing the kind of jobs that kind of seem to be beyond the reach of technology, the thinking, reading, writing jobs?
Well, I think they're already doing some things in those areas, particularly in writing. They're helping write news stories. They're helping do legal research. They're helping do medical research. Replace isn't the goal. I think it's to augment people and the technology working together. So you think about it. Can a doctor read all of the medical research that's out there? First of all, I don't have time. And second of all, even if they did have time, there's so much. They're trying to make a diagnosis for their patient. If automation can help them do that by doing all that work for them, providing them with information to make an intelligent diagnosis, I think that's a great thing.
Looking out, let's say over the next 20, 30 years, how do you see robotics affecting Michigan's economy?
Well, we expect it to have a very positive impact on Michigan's economy. I mean, again, I look back. I grew up in the Detroit area. So I look at what happened in Detroit with all these shuttered factories. And I think to myself, what if some of those could have stayed open had they have automated instead of having to send jobs to China or elsewhere? We'd have a chance. We would have had better, safer neighborhoods. We would have had better tax base. We would have had better schools. Because it's not only the jobs in the factory that are at risk. What happens is when those factories close, there are a number of jobs that depend on those factories. So not only the suppliers of technology into the factories, but the bowling alleys and restaurants and bars and employing all sorts of people that depended on a factory being there. So I think this is good news for Michigan if we can invest more in automation.
What drew you to this field and to robotics?
I went to the University of Michigan, got an English degree, wanted to be a sports writer. And then decided that I didn't want to put in the time at a weekly newspaper that I was hired for. And I decided I would do something else, and I went to work for the Central Business District Association in downtown Detroit. I loved working there. I loved being a part of an association. I didn't know such a thing existed until this job. And then I went to work for an association that was the Society of Manufacturing Engineers in Dearborn, working on robotics activities. All this time, I was trying to get into a leading PR firm in Detroit, Anthony M. Franco. Finally, after I was at SME for about a month, they offered me a job, and I said no. And the reason I said no is because I realized that SME had a robotics activity. It was really interesting, and they needed people who could communicate these technical developments to the general public. And I felt like I would be pretty good at this. The robotics people broke away from SME. I went with them. We had five people at that point. Today, we have about 20 people. We're extremely well-funded organization working around the world. My job's terrific. I made the right choice.
Fascinating stuff and some perspectives on the future of robotics from Jeff Bernstein with the Association for Advancing Automation. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.